Glory to thee who has shown us the light. Glory to God on high, and on earth peace, goodwill among men.
Except we have no very care, let's not no mercy there, let's not we not hear thee, miserable master.
Our King heavenly God,
and glorified is thy name forever.
forth thy praise. O Lord, thou shalt open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. Last Master,
Thus is the kingdom of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Let us command ourselves and each other and all our our life unto Christ our God.
Ages of ages.
Amen. Thou didst shatter
now and ever,
and to the ages of ages.
بقتله العداوة في نفسه، فجاء وبشركم بالسلام البعيدين منكم والقريبين، لأن به لنا كلينا التواصل إلى الآب في روح واحد، فلستم غرباء بعد ونزلاء بعد، مواطنين القديسين وأهل بيت الله، وقد بنيتم على أساس الرسل والأنبياء، وحجر الزاوية ويسوع المسيح نفسه، الذي به ينسق البنيان كله، فينمو هيكلا مقدسا في الرب، وفيه أنتم أيضا تبنون معا مسكينا لله في الروح. The reading is from St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians.
Let us be attentive.
Brethren, Christ is our peace, who has made us both one and has broken down the divided wall of hostility by abolishing in his flesh the law of commandments and ordinances, that he might create in himself one new man in place of the two, so making peace, and might reconcile us both to God in one body through the cross, thereby bringing the hostility to an end. And he came and preached peace to you who were far off, and peace to those who were near. For through him we both have access in one spirit to the Father. So then, you are no longer strangers and sojourners, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God,
built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure is joined together and grows into a whole temple in the Lord, in whom you also are built into it for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit.
Peace be to you, reader.
Sometimes I find myself singing that in the car to always give thanks. We had this holiday, a national holiday in the United States, Thanksgiving Day. And it's a time, of course, to be with family, if that's possible. It's a time to eat lots of food, if you want. It's a time to watch football, if you like football. Or there's a lot of Hallmark Christmas movies, if you like that kind of thing. But it's a time just to kind of stop in our lives and to say thank you. Thank you. And not just to each other, like we'll do when we get to Christmas and people are passing gifts around, at least the older one, and they'll say thank you. But it's a time where we can be saying thanks every day. For those who do their daily prayers at the Adventist Church, we get up in the morning and we immediately thank God for getting us through the night and get us up in the morning. It sounds, when we take so many things for granted, it sounds kind of silly. It really does. But we always have to give thanks for all things. Been on the sign out in front of the church, along with the other stuff that we have, for a number of weeks. Because it's not just for Thanksgiving Day. Every day for us as Christians is a day of giving thanks. It's a Thanksgiving Day for us, especially on Sundays, or any other time we do the liturgy. We call the body and blood of Christ, in English at least, the Eucharist. I'm not sure what the word we have. What is it?
Thanks.
Stand up and say, I can't hear you.
Sugar.
Sugar?
Thanks.
Thanks. Oh, I thought it was sugar. Anyway, we should give thanks all the time. When we get to Sunday, and we're going to be saying it, we've said it already in the prayers, and we're going to continue to say it, really for the rest of the liturgy. And what I'd like you to do is to just be conscious of that. How many times are we thanking God? And the word Eucharist comes from the Greek word, which means thanksgiving. Sorry, got off track there. But that word Eucharist, that's what it means. Thanking God for allowing us to have Holy Communion. Thanking God for allowing us to be all together as brothers and sisters in Him, the body of Christ. This is the body of Christ. And I want to finish just so that the one thing I want you to remember is follow the prayers and see how many times we say thanks. Deacon Michael's going to come out here in just a second after we do the great entrance. He's going to stand in front of the icon of Christ. And I'm going to come up, I'm going to say, let us lift up our hearts. And the choir's going to say, we lift them up to the Lord. And then I, and Deacon Michael's there already, look at the icon of Christ and we say, let us give thanks unto the Lord. And that begins these prayers that allows us to have the communion, the body and blood of Christ, the Eucharist. We give thanks for that. Before I finish, I want to just read what Lubna read at the end of the epistle. And St. Paul is saying to the Ephesians, and he's also saying it to us, so then you are no longer strangers and sojourners, travelers, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God. Built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone. He's the one that starts the whole thing. In whom the whole structure is joined together and grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are built into it for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. Why should we give thanks? Because God allowed us to be his children. We've chosen holy baptism to be his children. And why do we want you to be his children? Why do you fight the weather today to come to church? To thank God, to praise God, to glorify God, to ask God to have mercy on us, so that we can all get into the kingdom of heaven. Not just survive here in this fallen world, which all of us are just surviving. You might have lots of money, but somewhere along the way, you're going to just be surviving because your health is going to start to go. And you're going to have this problem, family problems, relational problems. That's the fallen world. And God helps us get through it all. Thank God. But it's not just for getting through this fallen world. It's for us to get into the kingdom of heaven. And every Sunday, we have that opportunity. We're in the process now of ascending to have the banquet, the heavenly banquet, God's food, the body and blood of Christ. And we're going to be singing with the angels, singing with them, holy, 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 Lord of Sabaoth, that earth are full of my glory. Hosanna in the highest. And listen to those prayers. With these blessed powers, the angels, we're here also at the throne of God. And we have that opportunity at every divine liturgy to taste a little bit of the kingdom, to taste a little bit of where we're going, to taste a little bit and to give thanks for how wonderful that is compared to the getting through the fallen world. So I'm going to sing it once more, and the choir can help me. The choir can just sing it because they know it. That one verse, listen to that verse. If you can remember it, start singing it all the time, either out loud or in your heart or whatever way is best. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Alleluia. Lord is mercy. Endureth forever. Alleluia. Let that prayer practice. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. I have a number of announcements. Our sympathies are extended to Sandy El Sawari and their his family, his wife Nathy, who's been sick for a while, fell asleep yesterday in the Lord up in Saginaw. The visitation will be taking place at St. Demetrius Church in Saginaw, and that's 5 to 8 tomorrow. And then the funeral is going to be at St. Demetrius on Tuesday at 11 o'clock. On Wednesday we're beginning to have our Christmas Mass service. That'll be at 6 o'clock, and everyone is encouraged to come, and then we'll have the soil immediately following that. This week we also have, on Thursday, the celebration with our other Pan-Orthodox brothers and sisters over at St. Nicholas Church, the feast day of St. Nicholas, the bishop. That's him, the second one from the right. Sorry, second one from the left. Anyway, we'll have an evening by liturgy on Thursday night. That will be at 6 o'clock. On Friday, here at St. George, we'll be having our young adult OCF get together. They get together every 6 weeks or so, and they're going to be having it here at St. George at 7 o'clock on Friday. Last week, May and the girls, Gabby and Lauren, nice to see you, Shane, from school, by the way, were passing out the angel thing from the North End Soup Kitchen. I think we still have a few children that are left. So if you'd like to pick those up today, the gifts need to be back by next week. If you have any questions, see May or Gabby or Lauren. The ladies, auxiliary, we'll be having their holiday bake sale in 2 weeks. There's forms to order items, meat pies, spinach pies, and cookies. Ha! Date cookies. Date or not? Date, of course. Date cookies. The order forms are in the back on the narthex. Please fill those out and give it to one of the members of Ladies Auxiliary. The president of Val is here if you give it to her that far. Also, as you see in the bulletin, the ladies are going to be having a Christmas lunch that's going to be taking place on the feast of, right before the Feast of Theophany, on the 12th day of Christmas, on January 5th. They need to have reservations. It's not just for women in the Ladies Auxiliary, it's for any of the women of St. George. And if you have more questions, you can see Deanna Petit or Wafah Elias. The last thing I want to mention, or is anybody else who would like to welcome? Besides Shane, back. Nice to have you back, too. Okay. Levi. Come here. There's three brothers. This is the third one. And a couple of weeks ago, he served for the first time. And I lost track of when the kids are serving, and who's been serving, and who hasn't. And 2 weeks ago was his first time. Did you like it? Did you want to come back and serve? We want you to come back and serve. Anyway, he's on our prayer list, so keep him in your prayers. But congratulations for him today being one of our older servers. God bless you. If we could please stand.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace, wisdom.
And guarded always by thy might, we may ascribe glory unto thee, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. No one who would follow the desires and pleasures of flesh is worthy to approach or draw nigh or serve thee, O King of glory. But to serve thee is a great and fearful thing, even to the heavenly Father. Nevertheless, through an unspeakable and boundless love toward mankind, thou hast become man, yet without change or alteration, and as master of all to take the name for a high priest and deliver unto us the ministry of the perfect and splendid sacrifice. For thou alone, O Lord God,
Oh.
Bethany, the Episcopal Church, priests, deacons, monks, and nuns, and all our brotherhood in Christ, the president of our country, all civil authorities, our armed forces in defense of peace and freedom everywhere, especially those serving from our community, the sick and the suffering, the poor, the needy, the afflicted, and the homeless. May the Lord God remember his heavenly kingdom, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
Those who have offered this holy oblation, and those for whom it is offered, especially your servants, Metropolitan Paul, Archbishop John, who are in captivity, Bishop Alexander, the priest Robert, Sahar, Kusam, Asma, Georgette, Nadila, Neil, Levi, Vera, Alex, Peniotis, Vera, Miriam, Phyllis, Shauna, Daisy, Ahmad, Nawal, Nimmer, Sally, Nuckley, Nicola, George, Adam, Ida, Green, Eva, Nicholas, Elaine, Michael, William, Lois, Peter, Joanne, Shafika, Patricia, Frank, Karen, and Albert, Michael, Jennifer, the newborn, Mila, Marie, Noti, Carrie, the newborn, Matthew, our expected parents, Renee and Rakan, and Dina and Lake, your servants on the occasion of their birthdays, Samir, Jacqueline, Carol, Majida, Manal, Philippe, Joshua, and Elias, your servants, Ghassan and Jazanta, who are to be united in the sacrament of holy matrimony on this day, your servants who are celebrating their anniversary of being united in the sacrament of holy matrimony, Jabriel and Nadia, and Wal and Khalud, all first responders and those suffering throughout the world, especially in the Middle East and the City of Flint, the supporters and benefactors of our parish, and the members of our parish council, ladies auxiliary, team soil, altar servers, altar society, chanters, choir, church school, ushers, OCF, and preschool ministry. May the Lord God remember his heavenly kingdom, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages. Servants of God departed this life in the hope of life everlasting in the kingdom of heaven, and for your newly departed servants, Roland, Raja, and Nathy, may the Lord God remember his heavenly kingdom, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages. You and all Orthodox Christians, may the Lord God remember his heavenly kingdom, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Save us, have mercy on us,
and keep us, O God, by thy grace.
Lord, have mercy.
That the whole day may be perfect, holy, peaceful, and sinless, let us ask of thy Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
Thy angel of peace, a faithful guide, guardian of our souls and bodies, let us ask of the Lord. Pardon and forgiveness of our sins and transgressions, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
All things good and profitable for our souls and peace for the world, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
That we may complete the remainder of our lives in peace and repentance, let us ask of the Lord. Christian ending to our life, aimless, blameless, peaceful, and a good defense before the fearful judgment seat of Christ, let us ask of the Lord. All things remembrance, our all-holy, immaculate, most blessed and glorious Lady, the Theotokos and ever-Virgin Mary with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our God.
To thee, O Lord.
Through the compassion of thy only begotten Son, with whom thou art blessed, together with thy all holy and good and life-giving Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Assalam, Lisha
Miaikum.
Let us love one another, that with one accord we may confess.
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Trinity, one in essence, and undivided.
The doors in wisdom let us attend.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten,
the only begotten,
the Father before all worlds, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, of one essence of the Father, by whom all things are made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary and became man, and was crucified also for us in the Pontius Pilate, and suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father, and he shall come again with glory to judge the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. And I acknowledge the baptism for the remission of sins. I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Let us stand aright, let us stand with fear, let us attend, that we may offer the holy oblation in peace.
O mercy of peace, a sacrifice of praise.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with thy spirit.
Let us lift up our hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord. to give thanks unto thee and to worship thee in every place of thy dominion. For thou art God, ineffable, inconceivable, invisible, incomprehensible, ever existing and eternally the same, thou and that only begotten Son of that Holy Spirit. Thou wast it spring us from non-existence into being, and when we had fallen away, didst raise us up again, and didst not cease to do all things until thou hast brought us up to heaven, and hast endowed us with thy kingdom, which is to come. For all these things we give thanks unto thee, and to thy only begotten Son, and to thy Holy Spirit, for all things of which we know and of which we know not, and for all the benefits bestowed upon us, both manifest and unseen. And we give thanks unto thee also for this ministry, which thou hast vouchsafed to receive at our hands, even though there stand beside thee thousands of archangels and 10,000 of angels, the cherubim and the seraphim, six-winged, many-eyed, soaring aloft, borne on their wings, singing the triumphal hymn, shouting, proclaiming, and saying,
thank you.
offer unto thee this rational and bloodless worship, and beseech thee, and pray thee, and supplicate thee, send down thy Holy Spirit upon us, and upon these gifts here spread forth.
Thus, Master, the holy bread.
And make this bread the precious body of thy Christ.
Amen. Bless, Master, the holy cup.
And that which is in this cup, the precious blood of thy Christ.
Amen. Bless both, Master.
Changing them by thy Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
That to those who shall partake thereof, they may be unto the vigilance of soul under the forgiveness of sins, under the communion of thy Holy Spirit, under the fulfillment of the kingdom of heaven, and under boldness toward thee, not into judgment, nor into condemnation. And again, we offer unto thee this rational worship for all those who in faith have gone before us to their mind. Forefathers, fathers, patriarchs, prophets, apostles, preachers, evangelists, martyrs, confessors, ascetics, and every righteous spirit made perfect in faith, especially our holy, immaculate, most blessed and glorious Lady, the birth giver of God and of the Virgin Mary.
Lord, have mercy.
That our God, who loves
Holy Spirit, let us pray to the Lord. Asking for the unity of the faith and the communion of the Holy Spirit, let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our Lord.
Without condemnation, we may dare to call upon thee, the heavenly God, as Father, as to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Abandon the gifts of the heart, be a cup of blessed smoke, be a team and a food, be a cup of the shame.
Forgive me, brother, fellow ministers. Forgive me, brothers. Forgive me, brothers and sisters. Lo, I draw near to mortal King and our God, the precious and holy body of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ. Depart unto me the unworthy priest Joseph, for the remission of my sins and unto life everlasting. Amen. Again, I go near to the King and our God.
Thank you.
purged from your sins.
To the Father and to the Son
and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
God, through the intercessions of His all-immaculate and all-blameless Holy Mother, by the light of the precious and life-giving cross, by the protection of the honorable bodiless powers of heaven, at the supplication of the honorable glorious prophet, forerunner, and Baptist John, of the holy, glorious, and all-laudable apostles, of our father among the saints, John Chrysostom, Archbishop of Constantinople, whose divine liturgy we've celebrated, of the holy, glorious, and right victorious martyrs, of our venerable and God-bearing fathers, the great martyr George, the trophy bearer, patron and protector of our community, of the holy and righteous ancestors of God, Joachim and Anna, of the prophet Nahum, who remember on this day, and of all the saints, have mercy on us and save us, for as much as He is good and loves mankind, through the prayers of our holy fathers, Lord Jesus Christ our God, have mercy upon us and save us.